Hello and happy Monday, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Today, it's Monday at 6 o'clock. This is Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. We're on about an hour early. We're normally on at 7 o'clock, but today we're on at 6 o'clock because Rusty's got some games coming up at around 7 o'clock. You are listening to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. You're listening to WRLR 98.3 FM, The Life. What we do here on Bacon Bits every week on Monday is we talk to some business people about some of the interesting things that are going on in their business, in their life, how that affects. We want to talk about how they connect their business to happiness, what they do, what they love about their business, what they aren't too crazy about their business, how they turn that things around. So we're going to be talking about your jobs, your careers, the businesses you own, everything in between to see if we can help you navigate those paths of happiness. So today what we're going to be talking about, a very special episode about dressing for success. And if those of you who are on, maybe you're on YouTube watching us, you're going to take a look and I put on my Hawaiian shirt again. It's that type of weather again, so you're going to see a lot of these. This is my way of dressing for success. But I have a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Chad Dershaw, who is an expert in dressing and success. Chad is the proprietor of Volley's Bridal and Mr. Tuck's Formal Wear. And I could go on and on about trying to introduce him, but I would rather Chad, I would rather you introduce yourself and kind of tell the people who you are, what you do, and why we should come and visit you.
So, I'm Chad Dershaw. My wife and I own Volley's Bridal and Mr. Tux, as you said. We are probably the largest full-service bridal shop in the area, possibly in Chicago.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So our main business is servicing brides, mother of the brides, bridesmaids, flower girls, and tuxedos for the gentlemen or ladies.
Yes.
Well, if you don't have a wedding, you can still come see us. We have a full custom clothing line now, and everywhere from suits to denim to joggers.
There you go. And I want to do a special shout out. I definitely want to talk about a little bit about the custom clothing because I am now one of those people. When you see me dressed up, if you see me in a jacket or a nice shirt, more than likely it's something I got from Mr. Tuck's Formal Wear. I highly suggest it. It's really interesting to go there. Chad himself or someone's going to measure you, and then they keep those measurements on file for you. And so whenever I need a new shirt or something, a different style or something like that, a different jacket, I can always call them and get something like that. It's incredible. So Chad, just talk a little bit more before we get into this, because I mean, we're going to be talking about dressing for success where, you know, and I think this is really important, but tell me a little bit more. I am surprised, or I should say I was surprised the first time I heard when you said you're an all service bridal and formal wear place, because I just naturally assumed you went to one place, you can get everything. But I was stunned to hear about the idea that you do, you know, mothers of the bride, you do the flower girls, you do a little bit of everything. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. So a lot of wedding stores will just sell the bride their dress, and once the dress comes in, they'll give it to the bride and they'll leave and they'll
and that's it. And they're on their own.
Yes. At Volley's, we'll order the dress for you. Everything we deal with is special ordered, so it's ordered in the size and color that you request.
Yes.
And then and with any customizations, then once we receive the dress, we'll schedule you for alterations.
Okay.
We'll come in three times and meet with our seamstress.
Wow. And you have the alterations right in-house. Right. It's not like you're sending them somewhere else.
No.
Right.
They're all within, under the same roof, as we like to say.
Sure.
And we'll alter that dress to make sure you get the perfect fit on your wedding day.
Yeah.
And we do the same with the mother of the bride. Same thing. They'll come in, see their samples, pick out which dress they want, choose the color and size they need.
Right.
And then, again, once that comes in, we schedule them for alterations, and our seamstresses can handle those dresses as well.
Right, right. Well, you know what? We can talk all day long about bridal gowns. You know how much I absolutely love bridal gowns. We could do, like I said, we could talk days about bridal gowns. But I want to talk a little bit more about us guys and how we dress and what we look for. Now, for those of you who are new to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, this show is all about, again, finding some happiness at the places that you work, the businesses that you own, etc. And so what we do is every week, Mondays, usually at 7 o'clock, but today's at 6. What we do is we apply a little bacon to everything, whether it's the topic or the problem, we try to solve it with bacon. And I'm talking about the bacon for chewing. I'm talking about the bacon for doing. So I'm talking about the acronym BACON. And so it's an acronym that we want to use kind of as an outline to talk about. So, Chad, I'm going to tell you what our bacon is for today. And then we're going to get into, you know, I'll go through the BACON because sometimes every once in a while we might have a listener who can't stay longer than the first 10 minutes. So they want to hear this. And then what they do is they can tune in later on anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. So you're going to be able to find us on YouTube as well as on the podcast, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. So the bacon we're going to be talking about today is B, brand yourself and wear your brand. So we're going to get into that about how each of us is an individual. And we're going to learn a lot about the different colors, the different styles, not only in wedding dresses, but the clothing in general. A is attire attracts. And ask yourself, who do you want to attract? And that's going to be a really interesting conversation. C is clothe yourself in confidence. And that's great. There's some secrets about the way we dress, the way clothing fits on us and the way we wear it that gives us some additional self-confidence. O is outer self, the way we dress. Outer self reflects our inner self. So be true to yourself. Be the person that you want to be. And then finally, N is notice the clothing of those you admire. So, Chad, I want to jump back into something that you talked about the bridal gowns. And I want you to show me, to explain to me about the bridal gowns and Mr. Tux, the colors, the fabrics, etc. Because one of the things that I noticed that still surprises me, I've been working with you guys for a while, and I come in on Saturdays and watch the ladies demonstrate the dresses, and it is amazing. I am still floored, flabbergasted by the number of different dresses you have. The slightest changes in white. White is definitely not white. White is a thousand different shades of white, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And the dresses vary in just style and feel. It's absolutely amazing. So tell me a little bit about how many dresses are there? How many change through? Do you know, tell me, or is it just infinite?
So at any given time, we'll have about 300 dresses samples available for people to come in and try.
Right. 300, that's just in itself is that, I know it doesn't mean anything to you. You're like, you're used to 300. Yeah. I'm sitting there, I come into the industry and I thought, man, there might be 10 different dresses. And you're like, no, not even the beginning.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So they'd come in and everyone wants a different shape. And there's about five or six different styles of dresses. So, you know, we have a variety of each style. And then from there, also, some people want something clean and elegant.
Right,
where
right.
There's not embellishments. And then some people want it sparkle, and they want to be the center of attention.
That's right.
And so there will be beading and sparkle on it. And then there's some people that want the elegance of a lace.
Yes.
So we'll have all different laces. And there's infinite number of laces.
Yes, that's what it seems like. I looked at that list of lace, and it just went on and on and on.
Yes.
And I was just so used to just Chantilly lace because of the song.
I still think of the song when I hear it.
Right.
So some designers have their own style of lace. Some will use different ones for different dresses to give that effect.
Sure.
And so our stylist will meet with you and discuss with you what you're looking for, and then we'll try. Sometimes people come in with an idea of, hey, I want to look like this on my wedding day. They put on the dress and they're like, no,
didn't work.
This is not what I imagined.
Right.
And go a completely different direction.
Okay. All right. So I let you talk enough about bridal, and someday what we'll do is we'll get somebody else from the shop to come here, and all we'll do is talk about bridal. But obviously, a wedding gown is something you're going to wear at one special occasion. Now I want to talk more about the business end of it. And there are plenty of times that a guy might need a tuxedo or a person might need a tuxedo for more than just a wedding. They're going to go to a black tie event or something. But it's also a lot about the custom clothing and just the variety and the offering, the plethora of stuff that you offer there. The new rack I saw there with the ties, that still floors me. It's just beautiful about just the color scheme you've got. So how do you start when you're talking to a guy who comes in and he says, I'm looking for some custom clothing. I'm looking for something. Again, we'll start right in this, the letter B, brand yourself. All right, and wear your brand. How do you start? How do you start that conversation? If I were to walk in and you saw me for the first time wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and you're like, "Oh, I don't know if I can help this guy," or this guy really needs help. But what would be the first kind of questions you would ask?
With the clothing, it's the color that you're looking with, and I think it's very important, like what you said, that if you came in wearing a Hawaiian shirt, I know you're going to be a little bit more open to some different patterns.
Correct.
Someone who's a little more conservative is going to come looking in for a solid color.
Okay.
Not much. We offer all different types, and it really, drives that. So I want to get to know you, like what you're looking for.
Okay.
And, are you looking for something fun? Like a Hawaiian shirt? It's fun.
Sure. Right? Yes, exactly.
I wanted something fun. I can show you some patterns. And some of the customizations that we can do to the clothing to add a little bit of fun. I didn't do it on this jacket, but we can change the buttonholes.
Yes.
We can change the thread color.
I think you did that with a jacket I've got, as well as the shirts that I got from you. What I really liked about this, and I'm going to let you explain, but you can see, this is my show, so I'm going to cut in whenever you want. All right. What's going to happen, what I loved about the shirts is when we first did this, I expected, you're going to measure my neck, you're going to measure my sleeve, and that's pretty much it. But it was amazing the spots that you measured me. You found the shirt, did some try-on shirts, and here, I'm going to steal all your thunder. And then we went through about like a dozen steps of the buttonholes, the color button, the threading, all kinds of stuff. So go ahead. I'm going to let you carry away with that.
Sure. So once I determine that we have what you're looking for, the measurement is the next most important thing.
Okay.
If you can have the most beautiful jacket or suit.
Sure.
And if it doesn't fit you, it's not going to look great.
You're absolutely
doesn't
right.
matter what the label is or what the material is.
Right.
So in the store, we use this proprietary fitting system.
Yes.
And what we do, we take four measurements. And from those four measurements, we can get you into a shirt, pants, and a jacket.
Okay.
And, the shirts, I have, there's 103 different templates.
Okay.
So if you were to, typically, traditionally, shirts were sold by neck size.
Yeah, yeah.
And sleeve length.
Right.
So
right.
somebody with a bigger neck is going to get a bigger body.
Yeah, exactly.
In the shirt.
And I think everyone, any of the big guys out there that know that when you find a shirt that fits your neck, you end up with enough shirt in the back of your lower back to fit like three more people in there.
Yeah.
Right. You push that shirt all behind you.
Yes.
And I loved that because I was so used to that. And I just said, that's the norm. Right. But then when I came and I got the custom shirts, I was like, this is a shirt like it's supposed to fit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's great about taking those measurements. We, is that we get a much better fit. And I have to figure this out, but how many like shirt options there are if you were to go into a men's clothing store compared to how many I have.
Oh, well, you got it. I mean, really, a men's clothing store is like you said, it's going to be the length of the sleeve and the neck, pretty much it.
Yes.
And I'm going to try it on. With you guys, what have you got? I mean, because you've got the collar, but you've also got how many different styles of collars, would you say?
There's about six different collars.
Yeah, exactly.
If you wanted just a traditional collar, there's three different makes of just that. Then if you want button down, and if you want a longer button down.
Right.
I just made a shirt with a Mandarin collar.
Okay.
Which is just
That's interesting.
It's just like, it doesn't have the fold over part.
Oh, I thought it was orange.
No.
You could. Yeah, you could do that.
I know I could. That's.
you pick a different collar, and then also the cuffs and
right.
I
got the cool cuffs. I have the WYB. The What's Your Bacon on my cuffs, which I love because you suggested that. So thank you for that.
Yes, and one of my favorites is using a convertible. Cuff that allows you to wear cufflinks if you want.
Yes.
If you don't want, you still have your traditional buttons.
Right.
So this way you can take a shirt and wear it casually, or if you want to elevate yourself with some cufflinks, you put in the cufflinks and everyone thinks you're wearing a fancier shirt.
Exactly.
It's the same
shirt. Sure. All right. So let's get a little more into detail about this brand yourself. Now, obviously, like I said, I'm wearing these Hawaiian shirts and, I get these custom made Hawaiian shirts with my brand, my actual company name on it. But when I talk to people about branding yourself in the way that you dress, it's more than just putting your name on it. You know, everyone's got a polo with the name of their company in the top corner, and that becomes the expected thing that everyone wears that. And what happens is then you disappear in the crowd. You need to stand out in some way. You need to brand yourself to tell the world, I'm different than anyone else in my arena, and I dress in a specific way so that people take notice of me. Now, one of the things I do is I tell people to contrast, conform, to connect. And what that means is to contrast, do something really bold and exciting and stand out so that people are like, they take notice of you. Then you have to conform, because not everyone wants to do something with somebody so wild and crazy, okay? So you conform and you explain to them, yes, I'm different, but I'm not that different. I'm similar to you. And throughout all of that, that's how we connect, okay? So what would you suggest for somebody? Let's pick a couple of different people, and I want you to think about it, whether it's you think about, hey, if I had a real estate person coming in, this is how I would, these are some of the things I would suggest. If I had an accountant come in, this is maybe what I would suggest. You know, a doctor, a lawyer, et cetera. And I hate if I'm throwing you under the bus, you know, the answer is get used to it. Okay. So how would you brand people?
Yeah, I think there's certain situations I think that you really have to get to know the person and,
sure.
and how they're going to use the clothing.
If that's a good point.
If it's a lawyer and he's I need something to wear in the court.
Okay.
We want to keep it simple.
And conservative. Yes. He doesn't want a jacket I would wear.
Yes. Right? Exactly. and you'd want it more professional.
Right.
Say.
Right.
But then if it's say it's a lawyer and he comes and he's like, well, I just want a suit that I can wear to other events and not necessarily in court, but I prefer a little bit of a pattern in.
Okay.
It.
Sure.
So
sure.
You know, again, look for that material.
Okay.
One of my customers came in and I want a sports coat, but I want people to notice it.
Okay. Right.
His theory was that if somebody notices it, they're going to come up to me and say something.
Completely.
And then that gets me started in a conversation and I can tell them what I do. And that's a potential customer for me.
Yeah.
That I didn't have to make the first move with.
Right.
And I love that idea. And we went with a jacket that's very unique that someone's going to notice across the room.
Right.
But it's not fluorescent yellow.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So having you as a friend, this has been fantastic because you've helped me put on some really cool looking jackets. Right. And I love it because I'm like, yeah, I'll wear almost anything. And you're like a kid in a candy store. You're like, and I'm going to get you almost anything. But what's neat about it is I'm following along with the same line you do. I wear when I was going to networking events, when I was first starting my business, I would wear these Hawaiian shirts for that specific reason, to be the one to really stand out, the one that everyone's like, what's with this guy? And then when you realize that you have to dress a little bit more appropriate to conform with people, it's really neat to be able to say, all right, I will wear a sports coat, but I want something that stands out, a little something different. And what's great about it is because you're able to offer everything there. But I think the part we really want to drive home is define yourself. Find what your brand is.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to step out of the norm. Don't be the one to say, well, I think I'm supposed to wear a polo shirt that's navy blue with my name in the corner like 100 other people, right? Yeah. You got to find something so that you can distinguish yourself amongst the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
And absolutely. And sometimes wearing a sports coat is, you know, people traditionally think, oh, I have to wear a collared shirt with that.
Right.
And that's not true.
Yes.
You can wear a t-shirt.
You
can wear a turtleneck.
Right.
You can, I'll wear a hoodie underneath, like a thin layered hoodie that it gives it, you know, a more casual vibe.
Gotcha.
Even though I'm wearing the jacket that's more of a formal jacket, still I'm going for that more casual look.
Exactly. There you go.
So sometimes it's not the exterior, the full shell of the the clothing, right. But it's how you accessorize it.
Yeah, yeah. I love the idea of wearing, you know, like brown shoes and jeans and a nice shirt and then a sports coat or something like that. Yep. Just something that stands out a little bit. I'm not ready. I'm not daring enough. You know, it's kind of funny. People are like, you're not daring enough. But I'm not daring enough to do the T-shirt underneath a jacket yet. Okay. Although I've put it on and it looks okay. And I'm like, I'm not ready for it yet. You know, so everyone takes these baby steps. Even I do. So branding yourself and wear your brand, I think it's really important to pick that spot, pick your lane and stick with it. You don't have to be afraid of changing it. And trust me, I'm one of those people that people have seen my evolution, that I've gone from only wearing Hawaiian shirts to specific looks. I used to wear the hoodies a lot with my emblem on it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to be doing more business with it. I think I'm going to get some more jackets. I did a presentation earlier today. And it was just that thing. Somebody came up to me and said, oh, I was expecting you to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And I was speaking at a college. And I thought, no, I need to dress a little nicer. And I had a sports coat on. But even that, like 5 minutes into my presentation, I took the coat off. I was like, I can't talk with the coat on. Threw the coat off the stage and kept talking. So that's kind of brand yourself. Do you have anything else you want to add where people can think of this is the best way to brand yourself? I mean, obviously, we're going to talk more about clothing.
Well, yeah, but talking a jacket, you can always wear a lapel pin or a pocket square to kind of add to it.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, you get a what's your bacon?
That's not a bad idea.
Man,
there you go.
Even on a simple jacket, it's going to stand out there. And
that's so true.
Bring awareness to that.
Yeah, I'll have to grab some of my shirts that my wife cuts up.
Yeah,
there you go. Make a little pocket square out of that. All right. Okay, so far we did the beef, which is brand yourself, wear your brand. A is this, attire attracts. And I really want you to tell me what you feel about this. The question is, when I dress a certain way, the question is, I have to say, who am I trying to attract? What is my customer base? What am I after? And am I wearing this correctly? It's kind of like, I don't know if you're much of a fisherman. Do you like to fish, Chad?
A little bit.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I do this whole thing where when my dad was alive and he'd take us fishing, I wouldn't put any hook or bait on it because I didn't mind the whole casting. I just didn't want to deal with the fish. But anyway, what it is that you're after, how you dress to attract people. It's the idea of understanding what it is. What type of fish are you trying to attract so you're going to use the right type of bait? So your clothing is that same type of thing. Are you looking for a romantic encounter? Are you looking for a long-lasting customer? What type of customers are you looking for? So obviously, you know, people are looking at me in a Hawaiian shirt and going, all right, that's a good question. But we're going to flip back to you, Chad.
Yeah.
what do you think about that, dressing to attract?
Definitely. I mean, you go back to the lawyer examples.
Yes.
If the lawyer showed up in a Hawaiian shirt, nobody's going to take him seriously in this court.
And that's true.
If you're a client, then you certainly don't want that.
Yes, exactly. Especially if you showed up in court in a Hawaiian shirt. Maybe that would be a little difficult. Right.
But I think, you can go with a conservative look that people will see you and see you as a businessman or someone serious, and go attract that attention. Or you can wear something a little different. Like I'm wearing this brown and blue sports coat. A little different. It's not crazy by any means.
It's dressy and casual. It's just,
And I think people say, oh, wait, he's, you know, serious. He's wearing a nice jacket.
Yes.
But I see he's, you know, it's not a suit quite yet.
Right. Correct. I'm always been one of those guys that I like the sports coat idea. Mm-hmm. And I think we toss around this word like attracts and we toss around the word attractive, okay, without really understanding what it is. When we dress in a point where we're like, look, I'm dressing in an attractive way, what we're saying is we're dressing in a way to attract people. All right. And I try to tell young kids that I know, because, you know, I work with the high school students and I work with some elementary kids. And I tell them, when you dress, that you're saying I'm dressing attractively. What is it exactly you're trying to attract? You have to keep that in mind. And that's not just kids, but it's adults as well. Depending on how you dress, what is it that you're out to attract? And it's not just for business. It's throughout all of life. But especially business, you know, you've got to say, I'm going to dress a certain way. I'm not going to attract the business that I necessarily want.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. And I always learned that you dress for not the job you have, but the job you want.
I like that.
And so you're always going to dress better than what you want.
And, yes.
And better doesn't always mean more expensive.
Right. That's true.
I think it's you can get a nice fitting suit and it's not going to cost you a fortune.
Right.
But it gives that an impression.
And I think I'm going to go back to what you'd said earlier. It's about the fit. The fit is so much more important than the expense of the jacket.
Or most people will be able to recognize a bad fit, but also most people won't be able to recognize a better fabric.
Okay. I think I would go along with that. Yeah.
And it's interesting. A lot of the fabric we deal with, it will go anywhere from a full wool.
Okay.
Fabric for a sports coat and we'll move down towards some more modern materials to give it that stretch.
Right.
And the cost is lower. And I always tell people, I'm like, go with the color you like. Don't necessarily think that it's less expensive than it's less quality.
Right.
It's less expensive to make that material.
Gotcha.
So it's easier on the wallet.
Gotcha. Yes.
But if you like the look of it, go with that.
Exactly. So, you know, you just mentioned something about this material with the stretch to it. And I'm noticing more and more that's coming to the forefront, that people are using that more. And so what I want to see, if you can throw any ideas, any predictions of the future in fabric or anything like that, that you're picturing. I'm looking at your face going, oh, like, I don't know. But this idea of how much more of this, the stretch material, do you see, like, what's the next step in that or anything that you see in the future? Because who would, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if you said, we're going to be selling so many materials that stretch and flex with you, most people would have said, I think you're crazy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So what do you, I mean, you've got a number of things that are the flexible clothing, let's say. So what do you think? What do you think's around the horizon? Is it just more of that?
Yeah, I think so. I in fact, just learned recently the process of making stretch material.
Okay.
And it's a completely different weave. So it's more intricate and so, of course, costs more.
Sure.
To do that. But I think as the technology catches up to that,
yep,
we'll get that a little bit more widespread.
Okay.
So there will be more availability where you'll be able to put a little bit more into a wool and give it that stretch.
Gotcha.
Or put it in the parts of your clothing where you need the stretch.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need the stretch if that part of the jacket or pants isn't moving.
Exactly. Right? That's true.
Your forearm.
Right, but
there are
spots that I like when you're wearing that. When you can tell the fabric's got a little bit of stretch to it, I like the way it feels. It moves with you instead of just being clunky.
Yes.
So that's fantastic. You know what, Chad? We're going to take a small break to hear some of the people who just absolutely love this station and they want to share that information with us. So here we go. And we are back. Thank you so much, so very, very much for tuning in to WRLR.FM, 98.3 FM, The Life. We're broadcasting right here out of Round Lake Beach. And I have my special guest here, Chad Dershaw, the proprietor of Volley's Bridal and Mr. Tux Formal Wear. Probably the greatest bridal and formal wear place you're ever going to go to. Probably the greatest in the entire nation. He's going to tell you one of the biggest in this area, and I'm going to tell you, no, I've traveled a lot. This has got to be the biggest in the world. Okay. So you're listening to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, where we're going to be talking to business people, much like Chad, about trying to find our paths to happiness, whether it's a place we work, our career, the businesses we own, and everywhere in between. And so today we're talking about dressing for success. Of course, we're applying a little bacon to it like we do every week. So the B was brand yourself, wear your brand, know who you are, differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. A has been attire attracts. So who do you want to attract? Now we're going to move into clothe yourself in confidence. And Chad, I'm gonna throw this into you. I told you a little bit before what one of the things that I love about, if I have a very formal thing, if I'm going to do a presentation in front of a large group of professionals, let's say, that is where I'm going to wear a tie. And I'm going to put that tie, button that top button, wear that tie, because what that does is it reminds me, I can feel that I've got to stand a little taller. And I think that's one of the cool things. When you're wearing a sports coat, it feels different than you're wearing a relaxing shirt like I'm doing here. And this is what I talk about when I'm saying clothe yourself in confidence. So you can probably speak more than that because I only see you in a sports coat, yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of taken all my light jackets out of my closet.
Yes.
Put them to the side. And now I use sports coats to replace that, even just as a casual jacket. Hey, I'm running out outside and walk the dog. I'll throw on a sports coat. And
I think it works. Yeah.
Part of my look and a little bit of advertising. And
it goes back to it's your brand.
Yes.
So people see you in that. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And it's easy to, if I'm talking to a customer, I can show, hey, this is, I'm wearing some of
exactly
what you'll get.
Yes.
And,
yeah. So how does it make you feel the first couple of times when you were wearing more jackets than usual? Did mm-hmm. you automatically feel a little bit a kick to your confidence level? Just you're feeling a little bit more important, a little more special, let's say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people naturally associate suit jackets
yes.
being more formal.
Right.
You see that and you think that. It's not, you know, I have a Columbia jacket that I would normally wear otherwise.
Okay.
And that you associate with keeping warm and comfortable.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
It's
yeah.
a great jacket, but wearing a suit jacket or sports coat just gives off that impression to people that you are dressed up a little bit nicer.
I agree
and
with
give
you.
Off
right.
that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I'm going to add on to what I was talking about with the tie, but it's also when you're wearing a sports coat, it seems for me that I'm going to stand up a little straighter because I can feel it different in my shoulders. I'm going to stand a little bit. I love when I close that and I button that top button with a sports coat that fits me so right, like I got from Mr. Tuck's Formal Wear in Lake Zurich. All right, but I wear that jacket and I put that on and I'm like, I tend to just stand more. You know, like I feel like I need to pose instead of just stand there. And I think that's what I'm talking about. That's the epitome of it. Gives you an extra kick of confidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. And going back to the fit and, you know, you can go into a store and buy a sports coat and they're set in their sizes. And I can tell you everybody's size is different
because yeah.
everyone cuts it
yet
slightly different. And with our fitting system, you come in and we fit you.
Yeah.
Then you understand what the fit is going to be.
Right.
Before you even, you know, finalize what you're going to order.
Right.
And it makes a world of difference because it really is that fit and I can dial it in to get between two sizes where
right,
you would,
right.
Oh, I'm going to buy this jacket off and I'll get it tailored. And then really who's going to tailor it and how are they going to do it? Are they going to take it all apart and properly tailor it down? Or are they going to take some quick steps to kind of pull
okay.
it in?
Sure, sure.
So this, we're going to do all the hard work before.
Okay. All right. Now, talking about confidence a little, and I want to expand on this, is the idea, I want to talk about color a little bit, mm-hmm. that obviously certain colors put forth a different idea, a different feel. When people see somebody in a different color, and it used to be everyone, like politicians especially, would wear a dark suits, right? Mm-hmm. And they would change the color of their tie. In business, the red tie was always the power tie, right? And so you wore that tie and people immediately knew who you were. Do you see more of that? Or like, what are the trends in color right now? And I know the first thing you're going to say is pink. Pink because of Barbie.
Yes.
All right, there's
yes.
a lot of pink going on. But what are some of the other colors that we're looking at that you feel, in your opinion, that really means something, whether it means it's more confident, more casual, or whatever? Are there anything?
No, I think the three basic colors are always going to be your standard basics, the black, navy,
okay.
and gray.
Okay.
They're always going to be in style. Will never be out of style.
Gotcha.
And they're appropriate for any occasion.
Okay.
I, you know, I definitely think, yeah, you're going to see different things. We're seeing a lot of green now. Has
really?
Become a very
yeah.
popular
yeah.
color. I just had somebody ask me for a green tuxedo, and unfortunately, we can't get one. And I know
time you're just,
you just
yeah,
can't
yeah,
get
yeah.
it. I know one guy who carries it, and it's just we're too far to do business. But green has become popular. We have a new sage color
okay.
suit for weddings. That's been more popular than I imagined. It's very light green.
Right.
But also the hunter green.
Okay.
Has been popular.
So you remember the movie, and this just came to me, The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that movie. So it was interesting. There's that scene where Meryl Streep is talking about the other girl is wearing, right? And she's saying, you know, you think you just chose that, but yet that's on a discount rack because we chose this, because we did this whole thing. And it goes through this whole area that we're influenced. We're influenced by what other people wear. We're influenced by what we see. Do you think there is, and obviously we don't know for sure, but do you think we go more with green? Is green becoming more popular because there are people who are thinking about, like, save the planet, recycling, and green is becoming more prominent? Like, we see it more. And do you think there's any connection? And again, it's your opinion.
No, I don't think it's that. My opinion on colors is that designers need a new thing for each season.
And okay.
If they constantly show black,
yeah.
Nobody's going to get excited. Exactly. Oh, it's more black, more navy.
That's right.
Let's introduce a color that kind of showcase that will be different.
Okay. All right.
And then trend will run.
Yes.
You'll first see a trend on a couture runway.
Okay.
Right. It will take at least a year.
Like you said, like, I'm going to see it. I'm not going to see that trend. You'll see that trend.
All right. It will take like another year because then the designers for the non-couture designers will see that and say, oh, I want to incorporate that into my look.
Okay.
And they'll tone it down. Okay. And then in turn, they'll turn it. The next set of designer will tone. So some trend will be around, including a color.
Okay.
But it will be for a change.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. So I'm going to move off of this clothe yourself in confidence and jump into this, because this is kind of connecting to it. When we go with our bacon so far, again, was brand yourself, wear your brand. A is the attire attracts. C is clothe yourself in confidence. O is this: your outer self reflects your inner self. And I think this is important, because many people, what they do is we hear this idea of dress for the job we want. And too many people say, I'm going to emulate that person. I'm going to dress just like that person. And it doesn't always work for everyone. So it's cool to pick up ideas and tips and thoughts from somebody else. But inherently, you've got to be your own man. You've got to be or your own woman and wear your own thing. So you want your outer self, to what I'm wearing on the outside, my shell, my costume, to reflect who I am inside. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, wear a Hawaiian shirt or, you know, a wild sports coat. People are going to come up to you naturally and make comments. Some will be funny. Some will be stupid. Some will be friendly.
Yes.
Right. But you have to be ready for that.
Yes.
And if you're someone that doesn't want to interact with random people.
Right. Then don't wear
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. So I think the track's true is you need to represent yourself.
Correct.
And I'm not afraid if someone wants to come up. I mean, I wear a big beard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That I attract a lot Which of comments. Which is
there. That's definitely right. Right. Yes.
And, you know, people always have comments about it.
Sure.
They like it or wish they had it.
And
then now I've learned that I just have to go with that and answer to them. And it doesn't bother me.
No, and it shouldn't, because that's part of it. That's who you are. Right. It would be, and I don't think anybody, you know, strangers aren't going to come up to us and say, I don't like the way you're dressed. Like, Marty, why are you wearing those Hawaiian shirts? You know, nobody's going to do that. So as long as I'm dressing, my outer self again, like my inner self, the way I dress reflects who I am. As long as I'm doing that and being true to myself, then I should be completely okay with the way people react to me.
Yeah.
And if people are reacting to me in a negative way, then I have to look at this and say, is this who I want to be? Because maybe I should change slightly. Maybe I should do something a little bit different. Because as much as we want to be our own person, we also live in society. We have to do business with people, right? And so we don't want people to look at us and look down upon us the way we dress, or look at us and say, I can't do business with them because he's too snooty. Look at the way he dresses. So we have to dress for ourselves, but we also have to dress for the area that we're in.
That you want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So this outer self, like, so when you made the change to before you purchased, before you took over Volleys and Mr. Tux, what was Chad? What were you like? What did you used to wear? Like, were you always the sports coat guy?
No, I went through a phase, I guess.
Okay. Sure.
Where I was wearing sports coats. I had a handful, and again, it would be my outer coat.
Okay, sure,
And that's how I guess I started wearing them.
Okay.
And so I did like the look. Well, it's not completely new to me.
Right.
And I was like, I gave me confidence.
Right.
As we talked about. And also, I just, it portrayed the image I was trying to portray. That it was a little bit more serious.
Right. Which is exactly what you want. Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. I'm going to tell you, years ago, about the time I had met Christy, my wife, I was wearing some of these flashy shirts, and they weren't necessarily Hawaiian, but they had flames on them and stuff like that. And I had a bunch of these, and I met Christy, and I was like, oh, she's like an upper scale girl. She's more sophisticated than me. So I was kind of like, I had to say to myself, oh, it's time for me to grow up a little bit. And I changed my attire. And what I did one day is I took a bunch of these shirts I had and I gave them to her. And I said, can you do me a favor and sew these into like pillowcases, like throw pillows, that I could still have them on my couch. Okay, but I'm not going to wear those shirts anymore. And I remember her going, oh, I'm so happy, right? Now that we're married, I'm right back to those shirts. Because this is the point of going, being true to yourself.
Sure.
Okay, and so I don't mind dressing up nice like that. In fact, I do like the formal wear. There's a couple events that just happen over the weekend, a couple events that happen on a regular basis, and I get something great from you. I love the custom-made shirts. I just love the way they feel on me. And I love that because they give me that confidence. They give me a little bit of a different feel. You know, when you had talked about how people will walk up to you based on how you dress, what I like about it is because I dress so differently. When it first started, everyone's like, oh, there's Marty. Wow, look at that Hawaiian shirt. Who's this guy? And then when I show up somewhere and I'm not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, when I'm dressed more plain, people come up to me, are you okay? Is everything all right? So I get a whole different type of attraction. So it's really interesting. All right. So, Chad, I want to go back to this last letter here in Bacon. All right, so we've done the whole brand yourself with B. A is attire attracts. C is clothe yourself in confidence. O is outer self reflects your inner self. And this one is, N is going to be notice the clothing of those you admire. And this is kind of like, we've been touching on this a little bit, but I really want you to tell me a little bit about that. Where do you see that? Does that help your business? Does that help other people? What do you think? What's your feelings on that? Notice the clothing of those you admire. Okay.
Yeah, I would say I always notice what people are wearing.
Sure.
And that doesn't mean that I need to dress like them.
No.
I love watching athletes dressed up in suits because they're always trying to push the envelope.
Yes. Okay.
With their lapels, with the material, with the cut,
right,
of the jacket, and most of the looks are not for me.
Yes.
And I can appreciate. And being in the business, I can tell the quality and what goes into the jacket sometimes and see that with some of them. So I definitely see that. It's always good to notice. And maybe you don't pick exactly what they're wearing, but you understand what they're trying to do with their clothes.
Sure.
And you can emulate that, but in your own words.
So let me tell you, let me ask you this, is for a young executive, a young and up and coming guy who's like, you know, I'm going in the office. I got a shirt and a tie, maybe just plain black pants. What are some of the things that you think? And this is going to be in general speaking. So it's not like this fits for necessarily every single genre, every type of career. But what do you think are some of the tips? What are some of the secrets that they should be looking at to say, if you make these small changes, people will notice you and say, wow, I see this person's really starting to stand out. Or is there anything that you point out to people?
Yeah, absolutely. First thing I notice on a lot of people, they won't take care of their shoes.
Okay.
They'll have a nice pair of shoes. you can get a shine.
Yeah.
Some shining tools yourself and do it.
Look, Chad, I'm not wearing white gym shoes today. Oh. Look at that.
but take care of your shoes.
Yeah.
Or have them taken care of.
Okay.
That's the first sign that somebody that doesn't really care.
Okay.
About their appearance. The next is make sure your clothing does fit. Even if you get a jacket and you lose weight or gain weight, there's some tweaks you can make.
Okay.
That will make sure your sleeves are the right length. That may be an easy fix. Maybe you bought a jacket off the rack and it fits great through the body, but the sleeves are a little long. And you didn't think you needed alterations.
Right.
You probably do need the alterations.
Yeah. Now, you don't do those alterations. They're going to go somewhere else. All right, right. I just want to make sure that's clear before people are lining up outside your place. Right. Yes. Okay.
Well, that's the beauty of the custom is once it comes in, it's ready to wear.
It's fit. Right. Yes.
So that with the sleeve and also the length of the pants. I just met a somewhat celebrity, and I noticed they were wearing cuffs on their suit pants. Well, cuffs haven't been in style for about 20 years.
I love cuffs on dress pants. I still like those.
Hey, maybe he does too, but it just seemed it dated the suit to me.
Okay.
With that keen eye of seeing that. Make sure that's something that's easily fixed. If you like the suit and it's in good shape still, not worn through or anything, take it to a tailor and have them adjust that. It's an easy fix.
So your advice is I shouldn't just tuck my cuffs into my sock, right?
No,
that's the wrong way to go, right? All right. So the shoes, the certain things like making sure that the style and that is in and the fit is really important. Right.
Shirt, care for your shirt.
And
going back to the more modern materials, they're making shirts now that they're really easy to care for.
Right.
The shirt I'm wearing is, it's called a performance wear.
Okay.
And it's great. It has stretch. I wash it at home in cold water and hang to dry and then a little bit of steam and it looks like it's brand new. Always make sure you're noticing the little things about your appearance.
Right.
You know, make sure your shirt isn't wrinkled.
Right.
You know, that's something you can easily fix without spending any money and make you look a lot better.
Okay. And touching on this whole notice the clothing of people you admire, I like how you said that doesn't mean you have to change everything to emulate them. You don't have to duplicate them because there might be people that you're like, wow, I really like the way that guy dresses. But that person's maybe his figure, his physique is something completely different than you. And part of the reason he looks so good is maybe he's more fit than you, okay? Yes. Younger, whatever the deal is, he's taller, whatever. So you have to take a look at it and you have to go deeper into, it's not just that clothing or that designer, but it's what works for him. Finding something that fits your body, your style. Mm-hmm. And that leans a little towards your branding, but find people you admire. Now, if I came to you and I said, hey, these are five people, I really like the way they dress, and I showed you pictures, would that help you a lot in helping me pick out clothing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Like I said, we can look at it and what do you like about it? You know, it's like, well, I like this one. It's a plaid jacket and I want to get into plaid. Okay.
Yes.
We can look into what we have available for that. If it's, I like the way the lapel looks. Okay.
Right.
You know, it's a little bit wider.
It
looks a little bit better on him. Maybe we go with that style lapel.
Sure.
But maybe a little narrower.
Okay.
I like wearing my lapels a little bit wider, so they're a little more pronounced.
Okay.
Looks a little bit better on me.
That's cool.
But it's not for everyone.
Okay. Now, along with that same line, I'm gonna jump back to when we first started the whole conversation. I'm going to talk a little bit about bridal. And I've noticed this whole thing of being somebody who's gotten married and, you know, bought special clothing for my wedding is it seems like the guys tend to care less about their attire at the wedding. I'm just saying care a little less than the bride, okay? I'm just saying that in a generalized statement, there's plenty of guys who are going, no, I want to dress something very special. So do you find... did you get a lot of brides choosing what the guys wear, or are the guys really, what's the trend in all, or is there anything that you're saying it's still a mix?
Yeah, we always try and have the bride and groom
pick
out the groom's attire.
Right. They got to learn early just to listen to her.
Oh,
yeah.
Or they try and wear the jackets you like to wear the tuxedo t-shirt that
there you
we
go.
Have.
That's right.
Yeah, we try and incorporate both of them to get ideas. We can guide people in what to wear based on our experience, but also you want to wear what you feel comfortable in.
Right. Okay. And do you find a lot of that similar thing with prom when a guy is buying, because you rent a lot of prom tuxedos, right? Okay.
Yeah, prom works the same way.
Yeah. Because he's got, he's supposed,
like a junior wedding.
Yeah. He's right? supposed to match his date.
Yeah. Yeah. And we live in an area where it's a little bit more conservative. So we do a lot of black tuxes.
Right.
But,
right.
but it's very important to match the color tie.
Okay.
To the bride. Right. But also we do a lot now. Kids not going with dates and.
Sure.
And
sure. Yeah. Which, yeah. Yeah.
Go a little bit crazier if they want or.
Right.
You know, just as we'd still get a lot of people just want a black bow tie. Classic tuxedo look.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, everyone wants to be get in touch with their inner James Bond, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So before we're wrapping up, we're getting close to the top of the hour. See, I told you an hour goes by fast. Okay. Tell us again where you're located, how we should get a hold of you, the idea of custom clothing. Like, give me an idea. If I came in, somebody came in, measured, and they wanted some shirts, jackets. What's the time frame? That type of stuff.
Sure.
So, take it away.
So. Bolly's Bridal and Mr. Tuck's Formal Wear. We're located in historic downtown Lake Zurich.
Historic downtown.
on Old Rand Road, if you're familiar with the area. Best way to reach us is bollysbridal.com. Mr. Tuck's is embedded within bollysbridal.com, right. So yep. It's a little bit easier. And so, like I said, we can rent you a suit or tux if you need something immediately or right. something you're not going to wear a lot. But then we also have the custom clothing now, and shirts take 2 to 3 weeks, suits take 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
Most of the time is shipping, getting shipped from being made to our shop.
Okay.
But it's a relatively quick process.
Okay.
And we can always try for a rush, but that only we'll make it quicker, not okay. ship it
sure.
quicker.
Sure.
yeah, so it's fairly quick process.
Okay.
For clothes, and I realize it's not the same as ordering overnight on Amazon or going into a store and picking it out.
You're not going to get it that quick, but you're going to get a much better fit.
Yes. Yeah, it's worth the wait.
Yes, without a doubt. And so you guys are on all the social media. You're on Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok.
Yeah, and so what should they look for when they're trying to find either Bolly's or
find Bolly's Bridal,
and then you'll find Mr. Tux.
And you'll find Mr. Tux.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I wanted to just kind of a closing idea, and I want you to think if you have any last words, Chad. But one of the things I think is this: is we live in a very competitive world right now, where there's a lot of people vying for the same job, the same promotion, the same amount of money, and anything at all that you can do to change yourself, to differentiate yourself, to make yourself stand out is going to help you in the long run. Aside from just a boss or someone noticing you and saying, hey, maybe that's the right person for this job, it's going to make you feel better about your job. And when you feel more confident doing that job, you're going to perform better. And even if they don't notice your attire, they're going to notice your performance. So I think this whole idea of dressing not only for the success of the day, but dressing for the success of tomorrow and making sure that your attire is an important part of your entire professional career is very, very important. And trust me, from a person who wears Hawaiian shirts, likes to be comfortable, Mr. Tux's Formal Wear is the place I shop for all of anything that I want to. When I want to look my best, that's the place I want to go to. So, Chad, anything you want to add one last bit other than to say thank you and hi to everyone around here?
No, I think everyone, you know, just be comfortable in what you wear.
Yes.
Be yourself. You know, being flashy doesn't make you look better necessarily. It is for some people, but it's not for everybody.
Right.
So just make sure you have a good fit and you'll look your best.
There you go. I love that. All right. So from the words of Mr. Tux himself, there you go. It's flashy is not necessarily number one. Look your best, feel your best. All right. And you will become your best. Thank you so very much for tuning into Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. We're here every week at 7 o'clock. I know this week it was a little early, but next week we're back at 7 o'clock. We'll be talking with next week, the working men, two young dynamos, working guys who are looking for their next step in career, whether they're moving into management or just trying to work with their peer group. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. That's part of a 10-part series. So definitely tune in for that. And if you miss any part of this segment, later this week, it will be on the podcast, Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Again, thank you very much. And thank you, my good friend, Chad, for visiting with us. And I can't wait to have you come back at another time.
Thank you.
You have a great night. Bye-bye, everybody.